National Urban League Conference is coming up, Sib, in Baltimore, August 3rd through the 6th.
That's
and
right.
The theme is Saving Our Cities. Here's the president, Mark Morial. Hey, Mark, what's going on, man?
Hey, Tom, good morning. Good morning. Good morning to the crew.
You got to Save Our Cities, and since you're going to be in Baltimore, the Freddie Gray case. All of those officers were acquitted, and I guess they're saying that Freddie Gray just broke his own neck.
Well, you know, there's still a lot of questions about the Freddie Gray case, and even though the officers haven't been subjected to criminal sanctions, what everyone should understand is they can still be subjected to disciplinary sanctions. Now, that doesn't mean jail, but it could mean a loss of a job or a suspension. So this quest for accountability has got to continue. We're excited about Baltimore. We'll be there August 3rd through 6th. I really want to highlight that on the 6th, we've got Family and Community Day at the Baltimore Convention Center. We'll have employers looking to hire people. We'll have a back-to-school event that we're doing with Mayor Rawlings Blake and Kevin Lyles, where we'll have literally thousands of backpacks, a health zone, a tech zone, a lot of activities for families. So we're going to have a great meeting in Baltimore. And we decided to go to Baltimore because we want to be part of the effort to rebuild Baltimore.
Mm.
Now, you talk about the state of Black America, Mayor Mark, and as you look at this in saving our cities, what are you seeing today?
What I'm seeing is that our cities, whether it's Baltimore or Baton Rouge or Ferguson and St. Louis, they're tales of two cities. Our communities have been devastated since 2000. We've lost wealth, we've lost income, and while we're like everyone, it's good to see jobs beginning to come back. But that masks a very difficult set of conditions. So we've got to highlight that, and we need solutions, we need change, and we have to become aggressive, vocal activists to make sure that our communities are not left behind in the 21st century economy even further.
Are you expecting the presidential candidates to come by the convention?
I'm hopeful. Look, we've extended an invitation to both candidates. That's our obligation as a 501c3 organization. And historically, we've had both candidates.
This is unlike any other history.
any other campaign in history. And let me say this, too. It's important that people recognize that for candidates to come, it is important for substance but symbol. We're the largest historic civil rights organization in the country. We'll have thousands of people in Baltimore. We're going to have media attention. You all will be there. Many will be there to hear the message insofar as it affects cities, African Americans, people of color, and the locked out and left out America. And that's why our conference is so important. So we're hopeful that we're going to be able to announce something in terms of who will be coming very shortly, but we've extended that invitation, and I'm hopeful.
Mm.
Are you hopeful about the future?
I'm hopeful about the future because I see, and look, I saw it, I was in Philadelphia, and of course, within our organization, I'm hopeful because I see a lot of new energy amongst the emerging generation of leaders. They have embraced activism. They have a social justice and civil rights consciousness about them. They've been shaped by the difficulties of the 21st century. But I also think that with social media and with their access to information, if they remain, if you will, committed, I am hopeful about the future. But we've got a tough, tough bridge to that future because of what we've seen in our communities, with communities being left behind. You go to Baltimore, you go to North Baton Rouge, you look at these cities, you can see, if you will, the red line. You can see the disinvestment and the challenges that we face. I just met with our own college interns, and to a person, almost every one of them, a few have academic scholarships because they're great performers. Many of them will leave college with great debt. I'm optimistic, but our young people need a better deal, and we've got to provide it to them. And we've got to build what's necessary. So we're going to be talking about that in Baltimore. So NUL.org is where you can get information. If you're near Baltimore, come see us.
How many people are you expecting at this year's convention?
I'm expecting about 10,000 registered guests, plus guests from the city of Baltimore.
That's going to be great for Baltimore, too.
Yeah. All right. Mark Morial.
My pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Party on, baby.
Have a great convention.